The Life of the Miners. The history of the Risartico mine is written by the work of the miners, which was hard, heavy, often risky work that profoundly marked a life of sacrifice. A story of minimal equipment, extreme conditions, and almost no assistance emerge from the accounts of the last surviving miners. There are not many written testimonies regarding the working conditions of the people employed, especially during the early periods of the mine's activity, but in an inspection report from 1943, however, we learn that, in the whole mine, on average, 13 or 14 pneumatic drillers are active per shift, of which 4 are at the working face and the rest in the production yards. On all the working faces, mining is done in 2 shifts per day. At each working face, a pickaxe operator works with 2 laborers and a sorter. The workers' village is arranged and includes 2 brick dormitory huts. In one there are 108 places on the ground floor and 72 in the attic, with 2 3-tier iron bunk beds. The cableway operators sleep separately in a small hut near the corner station. 2 cooks and the guard of the powder magazine sleep in small, separate rooms. A hut for the toilets contains the sinks and latrines. A room with showers is absent, nor is there a washroom for linen and clothes. It is essential to install them. Gastrointestinal disorders are frequent amongst the workers. I believe that the irrational mealtimes are not unrelated to this. In fact, they are too close together. The workers on the morning shift, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m, take a coffee substitute with bread before entering the mine, a main meal when leaving around 2:15 p.m, the final meal in the evening around 6:30 p.m. The workers on the evening shift, 18 to 2, take a coffee substitute with bread when leaving the mine, a main meal around 12 o'clock, and the final meal around 5 o'clock p.m.